Now, a code of conduct complaint has been laid against the Thames District Council's mayor for her controversial COVID vaccination views. Sandra Gowdy has encouraged people to contact anti-vax groups and has questioned the government's COVID response, despite being part of a unanimous council vote supporting the vaccination rollout. The council has not investigated the complaint against her, saying it's unnecessary. It is meeting today. Sam Olley reports.
Sandra Gowdy was interviewed by the anti-vax group Reignite Democracy Australia last month, filling them in on the New Zealand situation as she sees it.
There are meetings all over the place with like-minded people. There are marches. There are thousands going out to these marches. They're hardly covered by the media. Everybody's wondering what's happened to our media. It's really sad. Never thought we'd get to that in our lifetime. And here we are. And we all still remember strongly World War One and Two.
She then encourages viewers to contact anti-vax groups, listing a number of them. The 12-minute video has had more than 11,000 views on YouTube.
It's just ridiculous. I think it's actually time to drop the mandates, drop the borders, open it up and just deal with it.
Ms. Gowdy has refused to get the Pfizer vaccine. She wants Novavax instead, even though it's not yet approved for use in New Zealand. Just days after she and her council passed a motion to support the vaccine rollout, Councillor Gary Gottlieb laid a complaint alleging the mayor spoke at an anti-vax meeting in Coromandel. The council says the mayor's actions have not been investigated because the matter has been resolved informally. Mr. Gottlieb disagrees.
They just parked it and hoped it would go away. But to me, it's not been resolved at all. And she continues on, flouting, absolutely flouting, laughing at us.
The mayor's interview with the Australian anti-vax group was published online on November 11 after Mr. Gottlieb's complaint. He was unaware of it until it was forwarded by RNZ, and he says it's disgraceful.
Just awful what she says, and she's completely putting the council and councillors in a terrible situation where she's ignoring a resolution of council.
Sandra Gowdy wouldn't comment to RNZ about her vaccine status, the community meeting, the video, or the code of conduct complaint.